Reese Witherspoon says there ain't nothing wrong, honey, with embarrassing your kids.
And we'll reveal how Maria Shriver filled Oprah's birthday with love.
Also later, Zeus Network CEO Lemuel Plummer is sliding through the dish with us. So we got a lot to get to, so
let's get this started.
In here, well, Damon Wayans is keeping it 100 about fatherhood. During an interview with People, he sat down with son, Damon Jr., and admitted accepting the role as dad had him shook and delayed him from meeting his son for 5 long weeks. Listen to this.
And I didn't meet Junior until he was like 5 weeks old. And I went there.
The struggle was real.
Yeah, I went to Vermont to visit him.
You know who taught me to hold my neck up? Me.
Yeah. And I heard him crying outside of the house in Vermont. And I go in, he's screaming, and I hold him, and he instantly stops crying.
Oh, well, they're super close now and even have a sitcom together called Papa's House. But what do you think of a father taking 5 weeks to meet his baby?
That component is wild. You know, and whatever his reasons were his reasons, but I'm glad it wasn't 5 months, mm-hmm. you know, in the total thing, you know, total of it all, but
most
man.
Most dads want to be there when the baby comes out.
Absolutely.
Most like, parents.
Fresh out the box.
Yeah, like, just to watch the amazingness of it all, you know?
But I feel sorry for that boy. If I was him, I don't know, that would still bother me that my daddy did not want to see me when I was born.
Well, he didn't say he didn't want to see him.
Well, he didn't. 5 weeks, honey. Oh my God, that's a whole month and a week.
I mean, you do. It is. That's accurate. Gary's absolutely right. That's a month and a week.
The math is mathin'.
The math is mathin'. Well, since we dishing about cool parents, we got to get into Reese Witherspoon. Mm. Now she pulled up to the Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, and when asked about her 3 kids, Reese explained why publicly embarrassing her kids was good for them.
I don't get embarrassed. My children, however.
But that's kind of your job.
That's
yeah.
That's their journey.
Exactly this part of your journey.
I think you should embarrass them enough that they're funny.
Yeah.
Later in life.
And they are funny.
They are funny kids. They're funny kids.
I mean, do y'all agree with Reese that embarrassing your kid gives them a sense of humor? Because everybody's different.
Yeah, oh yeah. My folks embarrassed me, and you gotta, like, you gotta learn to roll with the punches, you gotta learn to suck it up, you gotta learn to deal with it.
Embarrassed you how?
I don't know. I was a kid. It's been a long time. But that was a big thing in our family to try to embarrass the kids and embarrass each other. Like, that was a thing we did.
Well, not in our family, because they know in the black family, you embarrass your child and tarnish them. Scorn them for the rest of your life. Then they wind up doing drugs and
stuff.
Oh,
God.
Yeah.
Did you get embarrassed ever?
No.
Yeah, me, I don't remember that either.
My mama didn't embarrass me, honey. They loved me and they accept me for who I am.
That's
I may
good.
Be embarrassed them until they found out.
Mm. So you did the reverse.
Yeah, so I did the reverse. Gary, you sissy.
Okay, well, keeping this train moving, the Queen, Oprah Winfrey, just turned the big 71. Wow. And in the past, her friends branded her as the worst person to buy a gift for because, listen, Oprah's got it all.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But it looks like her gal pal, Maria Shriver, might have struck gold this time around. Oprah posted a photo of her luxuriating with a beautiful, huge white book titled To Oprah with Love. Here's a little bit of her caption. Feeling blessed by this wonderful book of love letters from friends created by my only other friend of 49 years,
wow.
Maria Shriver. She collected all the letters and had them calligraphied and leather bound. My new favorite book to savor and cherish forever. Oh my gosh, how do you top that?
Beautiful gift.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Your move, Gail.
That's a beautiful gift.
Sorry about you, Gail. Gail got me this potted plant.
No, I'm sure Gail has done some great things for her too. I'm sure you have to know her to know what she really likes.
Oh, yeah.
It can't be just about money, because she has everything.
It
has to be thoughtful.
Yeah. Brad, obviously you're good friends with Mariah. Is there, like, do you try to surprise her with gifts?
Oh, it's so hard. It is so hard. Mm-hmm. It's so hard. You just have to know what she likes.
Does she have a favorite candy? Does she?
Yeah, why are you?
I just want to know. Like, as a fan, like who else am I going to ask?
I'm seeing that out of pocket.
Yeah. M&M's it is.
All right. Well,
enough of this nice dish. Let's get into some ratchetness. Now, Bad Baby is out here talking reckless. Now, she released the record Firing Shots at Alabama Barker.
Oh.
And not only did she fire shots on the diss track, she went on IG Live and said Alabama was pregnant by Tyga and had to have an abortion. Then she said not only did Bama get down with Tyga, she also had a time with Soulja Boy as well.
Why is she doing this?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know. Well, fans wanted the tea, and Alabama released a statement on social media and said she has never been pregnant in her life, nor has she been with Tyga or Soulja Boy outside of a public setting.
This is something they I think they were messing with the same guy or something. Something was in the press. So they obviously don't like each other. And Bad Baby's got the bigger platform because she's used to dissing people and diss records and rapping and being, you know, however, where Alabama, that's kind of not fair because Alabama is not like that. She's trying to keep her, you know, reputation pure.
And it's also not a good look when you say that a person did a bunch of things and then all of those other people are like, no.
And Soulja Boy is saying no, too, and he's threatening to sue.
Yeah. Soulja Boy is usually the first to do a lot of things. He didn't claim this?
He didn't claim this. Wow. He didn't claim this.
He must have really didn't do it.
He didn't do it. He didn't do it. Because you know he would have said if he did.
You're damn right.
He said, I might not have been the first, but I did.
Well, honey, let's get into some Paris Fashion Week high tea. Now, Heidi Klum and Seal's 19-year-old son Henry made his runway debut, and his prom mama posted a video of Henry strut baby at the Lena Erzak Haute Couture Spring Summer 2025 show and said, I still can't get over this. You rocked it, Henry. I'm so proud of you.
It's kind of like a funeral suit, because with the back being open, they could just put it on the body and lay him in the casket.
Just like the front side only,
No, it's probably like y'all don't know fashion.
There is no special walk that this is. He's just walking. Do guys have a special kind of walk,
no,
Gary?
They just walk.
Can we just walk?
But when he does this walk right here, it's like he's going to get his diploma.
I was going to say, well, this is the way that he's
graduation
turning.
Graduation walk.
Well, he's doing fashion, and he looks amazing, and he's Seal and Heidi Klum's son, and that's what makes it more fabulous.
Also, Madonna's daughter, Lourdes, stepped outside and served some fashion that left very little to the imagination. She let it all hang out in a sheer catsuit at the Saint Laurent, how do I say it?
Saint Laurent Home.
Saint Laurent Home show, and only wore a teeny tiny black thong underneath. She is definitely her mama's child.
Yes, she is, honey.
So what do you think about Henry and Lourdes' looks?
I mean, I like both of the looks because it's fashion. You know, I like them both.
Like, what's fashion about, like, a see-through bodysuit and a thong?
It's bedroom fashion. I mean,
it's bedroom fashion.
Yeah, the net bathing suit, bodysuit that she's wearing with the thong. And then, you know, she's Madonna's daughter.
It's like she's not serving anything. She don't look happy.
Right. Yeah.
She look mad and sleepy.
But that's how models have to look. You know, you have to get that resting bitch face, and that's what she's giving.
Like, really, really sexy is suggestive, right? It leaves a little to the mind. You got to fill in a couple blank spaces on your own. But when it's just all out here, I'm like, well, that's it. You've given us the whole thing right there.
She looked like she went through the phone.
Went through the phone?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And now she's mad and she's about to come approach you about it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, honey, baby Helms, honey, is giving Meg Ryan all the feels. We'll tell you why after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, so guys, sometimes when something is so good, you got to spin the block for more, even when it's 35 years later.
Wow.
So it looks like when Harry Met Sally co-stars Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal linked up to give fans the ultimate climax experience again for the Hellman's Mayonnaise Super Bowl commercial. And by the sound of it, everything is just as orgasmic as it was the first time.
Wow, check these words out. You're using.
Orgasmic, yeah.
Climax.
What's happening? There we go.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Oh boy.
So good. It's just. Woo.
Oh. This one's real.
Yes.
So you guys think is this hitting like the first time when Meg let it go 35 years ago?
Yeah.
I never saw the original.
I didn't either.
Really, when Harry met Meg?
When Harry met
Sally.
Sally.
Yeah.
You know, I love nostalgia, and I love the way the Super Bowl commercials bring people together that you ain't seen in years and reunite them for some classic moments. And, they age pretty well.
Is there any food that make y'all hit that high? Like, Brad, when you eating something, it don't make you hit that high?
A Judy sandwich, baby. A Judy sandwich.
Yes, honey.
What about you, Headcrack? Is there any food that make you hit a high note?
Nah, happy dance at best. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like a, you know, a proper six pack of White Castles.
Yeah.
And a nice crispy slice of pizza with cheese dripping off the top.
Yes. Mm. Gary, what about you?
Oh, ooh. Mm.
Damn.
I don't know.
All that moaning, you couldn't figure something out?
I like a good tossed salad, you know, with the lettuce.
What about you, Tanner?
A good steak, a really good steak, a well done, like, it's unfortunately.
Well done?
No, not well done. I don't mean well done like a steak order.
I was going to say, that's rubber.
Like, I mean, well put together, you know?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah.
The kind where you go to the restaurant and they bring you out the cuts of the beef on the plate to preview it, that's when you know you're about to get something.
You're about to get some steak,
Yeah,
well, moving on, Boosie Bass. Badass sure knows how to keep it lit sitting courtside. So we pulled up to the Atlanta Hawks versus the Houston Rockets game with a jean fit on shirtless. And when it came time for the cheerleaders' halftime performance, Boosie decided to join in on the fun.
Uh-oh.
Oh. That security officer just standing there. What is he doing? Is that the oxygen mask? What's he hitting there?
I don't know. Man, that was interesting, too.
That damn man was standing up looking and said, this stupid-ass Negro just sitting here acting a damn fool. You know he was saying that. I'm looking at his face. And he just acting a doggone fool.
Yeah, he looked like Cuba Gooding Jr. in Boys in the Hood after he got pulled over and he was mad about all the things that was happening in the hood. He was just swinging.
I'm just glad none of the chains or jewelry broke or fell off. He's swinging hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a sturdy clasp on that chain.
Mm, they say, give him some money.
He's got it. He's got the moves.
Give him some money, honey.
He's going for it down there on the knees, too.
Okay. You know,
Well, baby, I feel like my inner baddie, honey, is coming out because Zeus Network's Lamille Plummer is in the building. So come right back for that.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Yay!
All right now we're here with the creator of one of the most popping streaming platforms out right now. Please welcome the founder of the Zeus Networks, Lamille Plummer!
What up, man?
Thank you. How you guys doing?
We're good. How are you doing? Here's what I want to know, because you're here in Atlanta holding auditions for Baddies Africa.
Yes.
How's that been going for you? I can help you get this done. Tell me about Baddies Africa.
Yes, I think you should be on Baddies, man.
Let's go.
No, it's going great. We've had tens of thousands of people already register and submit. You know, we're expecting a really huge turnout, and I'm excited to be hosting it in Atlanta. At the Pangea Studios. So.
Oh, yeah, you're going to get a lot of people, child.
So we're really excited. This is our seventh season. So
congrats.
We're going to Africa, so it's a big deal.
Okay. Motherland. Wow.
Okay, so what are the top three things needed to be a baddie?
You got to stand on business, you got to be a boss, you got to be authentic, and that's three, I guess.
That is three. That was a quick three, real quick.
There you go.
So who's the baddest of the Zeus Network?
You're gonna get me beat up by the baddies.
Okay.
Zeus is getting into the film game, and how does it feel to be involved in the new Jonathan Majors flick? It's a comeback joint, man. Magazine Dreams. We've been excited about this for a minute.
Yeah, it's great. You know, Jonathan and I met about it, and just hearing his story and where he was at in life, and just what he was looking for. It just felt like, you know, a perfect partnership and collaboration. And we came in as an investor and executive producers. The film is absolutely incredible. I think it's Oscar worthy. His performance, the cinematography.
He's an amazing actor.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing, and I think people are going to be blown away when they see it in theaters March 21st, and you know, ultimately, it'll be exclusive on Zeus.
Let me. I'm sure you get pitched TV ideas all the time.
Oh,
I'm
Lord,
sure you,
Tanner, I'm sure don't
embarrass. Well, come on, Brad. Okay, sure. But seriously, how do you decide which shows you want to produce? Like, what is a Zeus show?
You know, it has to be loud. It has to be provocative. You know, people are paying for our content, so it has to be different. It has to stand out. You have to. You know, we have millions of customers that pay us every month, and for me, it's just. you know, we always got to set the tone really high and the bar high.
Okay, let me, since you've launched Zeus, what celebrity were you surprised to find out is a fan?
There's people that have not worked with Zeus that are fans that I'm like, oh, wow, Cardi B actually really subscribes. She knows the shows, the cast members, the storyline. So that was Nicki Minaj. They've all watched these shows and have supported in different ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lemmy, now you know, I'm sure you probably did. I'm the one who gets the tea here. So, do you and Ray J still have beef?
I've never had beef with Ray J.
Really?
I don't understand what his beef is with me.
Oh.
Still to this day, I'm like, you know, I've always been supportive of Ray. I know, you know, we had a moment, but I don't have beef. I swear I have no idea what our beef is.
Really?
Would you buy some Raycons?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have some Raycons. I got some right here.
No. Okay. No, it's an olive branch.
You know, of course, I would support Ray. I supported his network. I supported, you know, all of his businesses. You know, I'm not the hater type of person.
Yo, listen, y'all, don't go nowhere because the fun continues with Lemmy Plummer when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Welcome back.
Hey.
Now, Lemmy, let's have a little fun here on Dish Nation. So let's say you were casting for the Bad Boys of Dish.
Okay.
Let's have the fellas audition for you with a 10-second elevator pitch on why they should be on the show and what makes them a bad boy.
Uh-oh, I got to hear
it. Y'all ready?
Let's get it.
Okay, HK, you first.
So this is for baddies, right?
Bad boys.
Bad boys.
Bad boys. Hey, yo, I hope y'all hungry, because I'm offering knuckle sandwiches.
Ooh. I can't do this.
Ooh.
That just didn't sound real tough, HK.
Oh, you know, I want to undersell it, because if you do a loud voice to everybody be coming through the droves, you know, you want to be like, yo, you like some tea, then boom. You know,
yeah. My Lord.
Duff them out.
My Lord.
I don't know. I got to ask my security, guys. What do we think?
What we doing?
Okay, Tanner.
I just want to say, for my part, Lemuel, I misunderstood the assignment. I thought I was trying to get on Baddies Africa to hang out with them, and my pitch was going to be, you know, one word, strong, right to the camera.
Uh-oh.
Swirl. Because,
oh, okay.
Because if that's what, there might be more of that in Africa, right? You know, and you know what they say, like, once you go white, maybe you'll come back. One of them. Maybe, I don't know. There's not a good rhyme for that.
No.
I don't, yeah.
You could have said, this boat ride different.
That's funny.
And Gary, last but not least, it's on you, baby.
I think he's about to have the best pitch.
Yeah. Lemmy. And the whole world is going to answer right now.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you once again, I'm bad.
You cast it 100%.
Did you steal Michael Jackson's lyrics?
Tell the people where they can watch all your shows and the easiest way to tap in with the Zeus platform.
Yeah, you guys can subscribe on any major device just like you would Netflix. We're available everywhere globally, across the world. Keep tuning in.
Well, there you have it. That's all the time we have today. Until next time, we'll see y'all later. Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
I'm bad.
Oh, God, Gary.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.